Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast for you, which has tips for taking charge of your art career. Now, we looked at brochures last week, and I imagine that many of you decided you didn't need a brochure, or at least not right now. There are any number of ways you can share your art outside of a fancy brochure. And as I said, you want to target your message as much as possible, especially if it's for a promising lead or a media outlet. Artist Laura K. Aiken asks, let's say I want to pitch an idea to a magazine. Whatever I send them, I would want to be interesting enough for them to put it on the front cover or as a highlighted article. What's going to make me stand out from all the other artists? First, I love the question here. Laura realizes that she needs to stand out. A one-size-fits-all brochure just won't cut it in this instance. What you need most are the following three things. First, you need awesome work that looks different from that of other artists. It's not your medium that matters so much. It's what you do with it. What makes people drop their jaws, shout, wow, and sign on to be a fan for life? Two, you need amazing photographs that show your work in its best light. I'm going to harp on this until the day I die. Good photography should be a business expense for every professional artist. If you aren't willing to learn how to take professional quality photographs or invest in someone else taking them, you aren't ready to take your work to the next level. This is especially true in this age of internet marketing. Magazine editors, gallery dealers, retailers, consultants, and curators request JPEGs long before they're able to see the work in person. Poor photographs will lead you straight to the poor house. Finally, you need an A-plus story to pitch. A stellar story, a fascinating story, can even help you overcome any deficits you have in the area of unique art. Sure, you make art, but, and this is the question that most writers were going to ask, so what? What makes you so special? What makes your art worth a cover story or even a 500-word article? What will help the publisher sell magazines or newspapers? And what part of your story fits with the editorial content of the publication? Now, you don't need a loaded media kit to send all this information in. In fact, from what I understand, thick media kits are discouraged. They're viewed as a waste of paper since no one knows where to keep them and everyone's trying to eliminate clutter these days. So start with an introductory email that includes your pitch and a link to the story, your art, that you're pitching. Be certain, absolutely certain, that the linked page you're including is easy to navigate and understand. Then, you can follow up that email with a printed packet. Just put the second and third items, your photographs and your pitch story, into a handsome envelope that has your label with a branded logo or image of your art, which can be printed on any color printer, that has that label on the outside. Handwrite the name and address of the recipient in your best penmanship. As far as the envelopes go, I really like the brightly colored presentation envelopes. They're 9 by 12 inches, and they're available at envelopemall.com or paper-source.com. These are great. They look great in the mail. Get a bright yellow, bright red envelope with a branded label on it. It looks fantastic. And incidentally, former magazine editor Jennifer King did a teleseminar with me entitled How to Get Your Art in Magazines. It's not really about art magazines, but more leisure and niche magazines, which are, as I'm sure you know, what many art buyers read. To find out more about this teleseminar that's available as a recording, just go to artbizcoach.com and click on resources or products. Know this, you have to have the work, the photos, and the story. Think about this. Are you putting forth your best effort with your pitch? Do this. Pitch your story to magazines when you're ready. Don't take this lightly. Remember that you only get one chance to make a first impression. Get your ducks in a row and go in feeling confident. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. And if you think you'd like to read this more than listen to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and sign up for the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.